Churchill. A History. Brenda Ralph Lewis. Introduction. If Winston Churchill had died in his 40s, which he believed was the lifespan for males in his aristocratic family, he would have gone down in history as a brilliant but maverick failure. Instead, Churchill defied the statistics to live another 50 years and earned a unique place in British and world history. The difference between these two destinies lay within a short period of time, the 5 years of World War II between 1940 and 1945, when Churchill was British Prime Minister and most of Western Europe was occupied by Nazi Germany. Long before this, Churchill had recognized the threat the Nazis and their leader Adolf Hitler posed to peace and took every opportunity to impress the somber truth on pacifist British government's intent on appeasing Hitler rather than confronting him. Over and over again, Churchill called for immediate rearmament to counter the military build-up in Nazi Germany. His warnings were ignored and he was sidelined by other politicians who regarded him as an eccentric political irritant. Churchill was a man born out of his time. Even in his younger days, thirsting for glory and not fussy about how he acquired it, he was regarded as a troublemaker. He was an atypical aristocrat who relished popular acclaim, an ambitious